This audio boo is about the life of a working poet, and I won't read any poetry on it, but I'd like to have a go at pulling together the story of where Irish epic poem in 33 cantos has got to. Now, the background is that in November 2009, I decided that I would have a go at being one of the participants on NaNoWriMo. That's a internet-based activity in which people aim to write 50,000 words in a calendar month. Usually it's done by people who are writing novels. I decided I would have a go at writing an epic poem in the month of November 2009, and I did my best. And my best was good enough in the sense that I had a beginning, a middle, and an end. And I came out at the end of the month of November 2009 with a moleskin notebook full of a single poem. And I didn't hit the 50,000 words. I think off the top of my head I hit about 32,000. But I did have a working text, and I subsequently typed up that text, which had been written in longhand in the notebook and was a bit difficult to read at places because I had written it in many different places as I travelled along. It was begun while I was in the UK, and I had travelled around Ireland doing it, and I had taken opportunities, you know, over cups of coffee to pull out the notebook and write a few more lines into it. And it was an epic poem in that, meaning that there was a story, a long narrative story. And I was learning how to write an epic poem while I was doing it. And in case you're wondering, the 33 cantos is one less than Dante's Inferno. I was playing with the idea of writing a poem which would be a modern Irish Dante's Inferno, for all sorts of reasons which I won't bore you with now. But so I have this notebook, this moleskin notebook, and my first step was to type it up into a document. And because I'm a blogger, I decided that the best way of doing it was to type it up in blog posts. So I think it was 71 or 72 blog posts later I got to the end of typing up the poem. I was at the time developing a huge interest in audio, so the next step was to read the Irish epic poem in 33 cantos on audio, onto Audio Boo, and share it via Twitter, Facebook, and Google. So that was where it lay. There were editings along the way. The other step on the way, which I have sort of forgotten about until this very second, is that I self-published the epic poem and took it to List All Writers Week in 2010, in the June of 2010, where the book was launched. A small launch, a very select group of people at it, and included anybody who was having a cup of tea in the cafe at the time. And the most famous poet at the book launch was Matthew Sweeney, who was kind enough to come along and who I haven't been in touch with for ages. But there were others too, and it was a wonderful little occasion. And in case you're wondering, the self-published book is sold out. My mother bought all the copies. No, seriously, there are no copies available for sale. I did sell some of them to defray the cost of publishing it. I think it cost me about €500 to print 50 copies. Or I sold about 50 copies, and I covered the cost of the print. And I sold copies to people who expressed an interest via Twitter, for the most part, but also by some other means. So that's where the Irish epic poem lies. And if you Google it, you'll find that because I publish so many blog posts and because I put up so many individual pieces of content, that the search engines will find it very easily for you. If you put in Epic Poem Ireland, I think you'll find it appears pretty high up the list in Ireland. I'm not sure what you see if you put in Epic Poem Ireland and you're in America, because I haven't tested that one. I just know that you'll see something different than you'll see if you're in Ireland. So that's where it lay, and it was kind of festering in that situation. I have had a number of ideas. The first idea I had was that it's such a vivid piece. It's almost in technicolor. Forgive me playing with the use of the word technicolor, because it's just plain, ordinary, bog-standard words. But there are many, many situations described in the epic poem. It's 142 pages long, by the way. So I played around with the idea of trying to interest some cartoonists in producing the next edition of it. I still haven't given up on that idea. I love the idea. I love the work of cartoonists, and especially cartoonists who can depict shocking images, because there are some very shocking things in the poem, and you know, you'd have to have cartoons that would be go along with it, almost like cartoons that somebody could, who wasn't much interested in the poetry, could enjoy the cartoons in their own right and occasionally dip into the poetry, but mainly see it as a book of invective, cartoons with invective, because it was a poem written with anger at its heart. Other emotions as well, but certainly the core that it never wavered from was anger and hope. Those would probably be the two things. It was a search, and everything in a search is a genuine search, is bound up with hope. And okay, I'll tell you the secret story behind in the Irish epic poem 33 Cantos. It's a search for one Irish, one honest person in Ireland in the month of November 2009. And the core of the issue is, will the hero, if you like, ever find a single honest person in Ireland at that time? So it's an exploration in that journey, in that space. So back to it. Actually, for those of you interested in poetry, it is also an exploration in poetic forms. It doesn't have a consistent meter. It doesn't have a consistent rhyming scheme. It has free verse. It has haiku. It has heroic couplets. It has sonnets. The one verse form that it doesn't have is the englyn. There are no englynion in it, and that's a feature in the poem. And for those of you who know your Welsh poetic forms, there is that core disappointment that the poet never included any englynion. Englyion, I think. Sorry, I haven't spelled that correctly. I'm driving a car. I can't spell while I'm driving a car. So, fast forward. And I never intended to go on so long. Fast forward to the current day. I'm going to be going to Ennis Diamond fairly soon to talk briefly at the Dylan Thomas Festival, the new Dylan Thomas Festival being held in the Falls Hotel between the 18th and 20th of May, and I have a shared slot there. And I'm going to compare and contrast the poetry of Dylan Thomas with the poetry contained in Irish Epic Poem in 33 Cantos. It's an absurd and preposterous offer. But we're going to have a bit of fun doing it for a short period of time. And I'm going to produce an e-book to go along so that it's possible that there'll be people in the audience on their Kindle reading the canto that I focus on during the bit I facilitate or introduce or speak about. It'll be possible to sit there with your Kindle on your lap and have it. It appeals to me. I get a kick out of the idea that there might be one imaginary person in there on their Kindle, or else that there might be other people, real people out there in the concrete world, buying the Irish Epic Poem in 33 Cantos on Kindle, the Kindle version. And for that purposes, I've done a complete re-edit. And by that, I mean that I've, moved 197 commas and added 57 dashes, removed every semicolon, increased the number of colons, added full stops, and a few other things beside. In other words, I've done a partial sculpting job on it. It's been fairly shocking, I have to say, how little of it I want to get rid of. I mean, usually as a poet, what you do is you bury the piece for a while, you dig it up and you realise that, oh God, this is almost embarrassing. And you get Ezra Pound to get rid of, 52% of it, and you end up with the wasteland. That's basically the kind of stuff poets do. They let time pass and then really get carving into the words. I did a lot of carving during the writing. In fact, that's a lie. That's a lie. There's something peculiar about this particular poem, that there's almost no carving done in it. What is in the raw book is raw, and I didn't, spice it up or tone it down subsequently. It is, it's as close to the authentic inner voice as it came out of me in November 2009 as I've ever done. But that's just reports. The key point is that there will be a Kindle version coming, and my good friend Roger Overall is helping me to figure out how to do that. And I'm on a bit of a deadline, so I'm up against it, really. And rather than driving up to Limerick today to see my sister and spend time with her, I could be finishing off the last four, stanzas, cantos. By the way, there are several stanzas within a canto. A canto is a chapter, it really is. And in some cases, the chapters are reasonably long. They certainly took me, in some cases, 10 or 11 minutes to read the whole canto in audio form. So that's it. There's an up-to-date report on Irish Epic Poem in 33 Cantos. If you're hearing this for the very first time and you've never heard of it, and you would actually like some help in order to be able to find it, and I haven't had time to put in all the tags that you'll need to follow it today, just send me a direct message on Audioboo or a tweet or any way you like. Skype me even, by pre-arrangement. All the best. This is just a working poet thinking about what he's going to do next.